This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, the MUFON follies continues. James Clarkson, former state director. All right, this year, if things hadn't gone off the rails already with Paula Harris getting this award, this year, got to be the kicker, right?
Oh, and how? When I heard who they were selecting for their speakers, I was ready to walk out the door then. And I mean, it just is too much. I had a particularly bad case that I got assigned, which was so ugly I don't even want to really talk about it on the air because it was physically disgusting. It was clearly a hoax. And when I confronted the witness on this fact, he got belligerent and threatening. And then right after that, I opened my email, and here is a picture of Jan Harzan standing next to Stephen Greer, and they're telling us that we need to buy the book and watch the film Unacknowledged. I mean, that was starting to make me feel really uneasy then, because I will freely admit it, I am not a big Stephen Greer fan. I'll just say it.
You are in good company here. You're preaching to the choir. I think among Paracast listeners, very few of the people who listen to this show around the world are Stephen Greer fans. Or they don't really let us know they are. Certainly in our forums, we don't find too many.
I was hanging on by a thread. And then we have the John Ventry situation, which, you know, has been talked about ad length, and for anybody who has all of their website and everything else they're doing identifies them as a leader in MUFON, and for him to get out there and make outrageous political statements, which anybody, I mean, not even talking about the content, which I personally found reprehensible and unacceptable, but even not evaluating that, anybody with any common sense would have known that was a really dumb idea if you are a leader in a large organization involving anything as contentious as UFOs. I would have thought, you know, that should be unprofessional conduct in MUFON. So he makes his statements, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting like everybody else to hear something from headquarters, to hear Jan Harzan commit to some kind of position. And then we got some kind of a statement about let haters be haters and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm going, this really is not working. So I wrote my own statement about MUFON in Washington. And I said, racism is unacceptable here, period. We don't treat people that way, not witnesses, you know, not anybody. It's not good conduct. And it, you know, whatever they're doing at MUFON headquarters, we're not involved in it.
Good for you.
Well, then eventually, of course, they finally did supposedly kick him out of his state directorship. And so I'm thinking, well, okay, we got through that okay. And then we have the interview that Kevin Randall did of Jan Harzan. And that probably is, I have to say, hands down, pièce de résistance. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. I read through that. I listened to it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and what I read. It was obvious to me, I just can't work for an organization where the core values that he supports and the core values that I support, we just don't have much in common.
What was a couple of the specifics in that interview that, just for the people who don't know what you're exactly talking about, that you found really sort of...
The inner circle.
Okay.
He defined the inner circle. And, you know, it's very hard when you read something or even when you hear it, if you're not there, to pick up the overall tone. But the way that interview came off to me, Kevin Randall did not have to pry any of this stuff out of Mr. Harzan. He was proud of the Inner Circle. And I'm sitting there thinking, J.C. Knight, alias Ramtha, is in the Inner Circle? Are you serious? I happen to live in the same county where J.C. Knight has her international headquarters.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, okay, there's something I hadn't known. One of the videos we put up here on the forum a number of times is something called What the Bleep Debunked that goes through and it describes how that particular movie really is kind of a promotional job for sort of new age wacky ideas. And it talks about her and her involvement. And when I found out that in your article that she's in this inner circle, I'm like, what? Same kind of reaction as you.
Well, exactly, because, see, I also am thinking back to 2011 when I had somebody who was, you know, placed above me in the MUFON organization who had been selected from the ranks of the Inner Circle. And, you know, if you are going to call yourself an investigative organization, the person who is picked to be the director of investigations, I think it's fair to say they probably will, you know, have a lot to do with how your organization is perceived, how smoothly it operates, etc. And, you know, nobody can guarantee to me that somebody like J.C. Knight or another contributor who could be operating off of heaven knows what agenda, that they might not be appointed to a prominent position in MUFON. And then we have the kicker, which is that although John Ventry is gone as a state director, he's not really gone because he's still in the inner circle.
I understand he was also hanging out at the symposium, glad-handing people.
My sources, and because of the way this whole thing has rolled, I have a lot of sources. Yes, I was told that he was there.
Well, our regular co-host Chris O'Brien mentioned that he was there. Now, this is very interesting. There was a post over at Kevin Randall's blog, A Different Perspective, where they mentioned what was going on. And he came on there to justify what he did and said, when I'm ready to give an interview on a radio show, it'll have like the biggest ratings ever. And I ended the discussion with a very simple comment. Nobody cares. You're just another crank with wacky political beliefs. I said this over three paragraphs. And nobody cares anything about what you have to say. That was the last message on that blog about him.
Wow.
Okay, so what do we do now? I mean, should everyone move to QFOS? Or what do you suggest? Has got any ideas?
Well, I do think that you have to go back to the words of the bard, above all to thine own self be true. You need to decide what you're supporting with your money and your time and your interest in this field. And I wouldn't pretend to tell, you know, other people what they should do. For myself, I am creating a small research group. I'm going to try and help Peter Davenport. He does not have an investigative arm. He only collects reports. Peter has been a friend of many, many years and someone whose work I genuinely respect. Same thing with Bill Puckett. I'm also going to try and solicit special UFO cases. I haven't quite formulated all this because while all of this is going on, I'm in the process of selling my home and moving. So we've had more than enough to keep us busy. So I'm still working on the ins and outs of this. I am not selling memberships to an inner circle. There won't be any secret decoder rings. I can tell you that.
Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a moment. No secret decoder rings? I mean, you and I grew up in the 1950s. And we know that if we didn't get a secret decoder ring from Captain Midnight,
I know,
our world would end. And then get the space helmet from Captain Video. We had to have Captain Video's space helmet made of this treacherous plastic where you put it on your head twice and it fell apart. More to come with James Clarkson and Jean and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I wanted to get back to one thing, James Clarkson, before we get to the other end of what to do. And you mentioned, of course, the National UFO Reporting Center and Peter Davenport, and we've had him on the show and had some pleasant interviews with him. And that's this inner circle. Now, the inner circle, as many of you know in MUFON, consists of people, I think it was 13 people last I heard, who give $5,000 each year. I guess there's nothing to get you off that list unless you stop giving the $5,000. So the reason that John Ventry is still on there is because he keeps giving the money, right?
Presumably. I mean, I can't tell you for a fact because obviously I'm on the outside looking in. I think I was on the outside looking in while I was a state director.
Okay, and the other thing I understand here, because I don't follow channelers that much, but one of the big contributors to MUFON is Ramtha.
Well, J.Z. Knight.
Right.
A.K.A. Ramtha. And I will say, you know, this comes back to a cultural phenomena. She really is. Just trying to look at her objectively, she is an extremely, in her own way, an extremely intelligent and persuasive person. And my evidence for that statement is people come from all over the world to be close to her and to hear from Ramtha. And I've met many of these people because I live in the same county. And most of them are very high-functioning, very nice people. There's, you know, they truly believe that Ramtha is giving them the gospel about how they should live and how they should see the world. No, they believe it. This is what they've come to accept as their reality. It's obviously, I don't get it, but it's real to them.
But it's hardly scientific, and that's what MUFON claims. That's in their motto. There's nothing about her experiences that can be scientifically tested.
And, precisely.
And quite frankly, quite a bit of it seems just like even if you could, it wouldn't pass the test. I mean, it's just fairly obvious right from the beginning.
And a lot of it, in my opinion, it's the same problem I had with, you know, I forget what the name of it was, not the Stephen Greer's present book, but the one that had the Atacama alien in it. If you took 3/4 of that book and looked at it, it was based on New Age concepts that you could find all over the internet being espoused by 100 different sources that all say the same kind of things. You know, we're destroying the world. We need to live in peace. We need to become more enlightened. I mean, I could go on and on.
That's okay. I mean, we all want to live in peace. We all want to get along. Can't we just get along? I think that's very important. And there's nothing wrong with that concept. The point here is when you start putting it in the mouth of some non-existent being and you use it as a wedge to get followers and maybe take their money, I think that goes a lot too far.
I certainly agree with you, but that's been happening throughout time. And unfortunately, social media has amplified the effectiveness of that kind of an approach. You can reach more people. You can reach them more profoundly. You take a person who's lonely, doesn't know exactly what to do with themselves, they haven't found any kind of particular calling, and suddenly they feel special. They feel they can be part of something important. They're told that they're part of a movement to save the world and spread, you know, enlightenment and all that. And pretty soon you've got another true believer.
There's nothing wrong with that in terms of just its basic principle. But if you're going to be using as evidence to support the idea of some sort of alien visitation, then you need something that's more than mundane. I mean, we already know the world's got problems and we should all try to get together and cooperate and love one another and stop pollution and end war and educate people and so on. We don't need aliens to tell us that. We need some verifiable evidence that tells us that whoever it is that's giving them the information is actually who they say they are. They're not doing that. They haven't done it. There is none that I've ever seen from any channeler, any place or contactee that's been verifiable that is beyond present day known knowledge.
I certainly agree. And the last place where we should be doing that is in an organization that had as its motto the scientific investigation of unidentified flying objects for the benefit of humanity. I do not believe it. That motto is served by embracing all of these New Age philosophies and their purveyors.
There's nothing wrong with a wacky person giving money. It's when that person also buys influence.
Yes. The problem is that anytime you start having big money, it's bound to have influence. I just don't see how that cannot be.
The other thing I wonder about here is that if you look at the memberships in the Inner Circle, there are 13 members, four of which have served as director of the organization. The one who isn't there is James Carrion, because I guess he's not giving them the $5,000 anymore. So, therefore, he's not there. The question here is, do they exclusively expect to pick directors out of this pool of people that gave them this donation? Do you buy your way into directorship?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. In other words, I can tell you that so far, that's true. And because, see, there's a disconnect in the organization. Once you get above state director, there's no direct connection to the headquarters.
Is there any official statement from MUFON, from Jan Harzan, as to the extent of influence of this Inner Circle?
I don't think that he's directly stated it, but as I recall going back through the interview, he minimizes that. In other words, the Inner Circle, they get some perks. They get admitted to the symposium. They get special seating. They get to sit next to the director. They get a director's phone call that other people don't get. I mean, all of these things that are described as, you know, just perks. They don't mean anything. And obviously, I guess, if that's true and that's all that there is to it, then maybe it's okay. But I just have a hard time believing that that's all there is to it, based upon my past association with Marie Malzahn and the fact that you just pointed out that at least four of the people on the Inner Circle have been leaders of the entire organization.
Let's go into more of this, the MUFON Follies, with James Clarkson. And we're not just going to talk about MUFON, but there's a lot to go on here. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator. Energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Chris O'Brien's on special assignment, should return for After the Paracast this week. We've got James Clarkson, former Washington State Director of MUFON. And as you've heard for the previous 5 segments, we know why. And we've been talking here about the Inner Circle, this mysterious group of people, high donors in MUFON, who have outside influence. So maybe Ramtha will become the next director after Jan Harzan hangs up the hat, right?
I can't rule it out.
Oh, man. I had never been a member, and that would certainly not be a drawing card for me.
Personally. So you would never join a club that would have you as a member?
Was that directed at me? Or
Groucho Marx, 1933 or something.
Oh, that is good. That is good. I love Groucho Marx.
I bet that Randall doesn't know who Groucho Marx was.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess there is always the problem anymore, because I am 65 years old, so I probably have a dated view of everything.
Yeah, just that young whippersnapper.
I'm tempted to join a club and beat you over the head with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, just get in line.
That was another great Groucho Marx line.
Well, okay, to play devil's advocate here, okay, so, I mean, if you're a group and you charge dues for membership, maybe there's some tier level that people who spend more can get more perks for. I mean, that's not all that uncommon, really. It's just sort of the perception that maybe certain high-profile members might bring to your group that is concerning to people. I mean, how can you actually say, well, I'm going to prevent these people from donating and then not give them any of the perks that are promised? You know, you've got to be able to follow through when people do that. So how would you manage that if you were in a position to do so?
Well, probably because the tenor of the, in other words, I can't imagine that Jay-Z Knight is going to want to join a serious scientific research group. You know, the International Organization of Astrophysicists or, you know, some highly technical group, because it would be totally alien because of the way they conduct themselves and the public perception of the organization. They would not be acceptable. And I guess that's part of my point. The times that we're in and the way that MUFON has evolved makes it so that having Jay-Z Knight or people like her is no longer that strange. The whole character of the upper management has shifted. And I think that was clearly illustrated when Robert Powell, the director of scientific research, he recently resigned too, right after I did.
We've had Robert Powell on the PowerCast. He'll be back shortly. In fact, a lot shorter than you think. And we really appreciate what he did. He had a very realistic view of the subject and everything. We thought he was one of the best people at MUFON. And now that he's gone, obviously there are more and more areas of concern. Now, we've talked to other people who have had run-ins with MUFON. Certainly, Erica Lukes is another person who has been on the PowerCast frequently. And she went through her own experiences. But in her case, and this was something that we mentioned when we had a women's roundtable on the PowerCast a couple of months back, where she said basically that women are not being treated the same way as men. So with all the other ills, we have the glass ceiling still up there where women are getting short shrift from the organization.
Well, unless you're Jay-Z Knight, I guess.
Well, yeah, but then you're paying your way.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter who you are or what your belief is, write the check and make sure the check can be cashed. Or give us a cashier's check. This way, I wonder about that. $5,000, do they take a check? Do they take cash? You know, someone brings in a barrel of cash, dollar bills, and says, here's your $5,000. Now I'm a member of the inner circle. Do they reject anybody? Is everybody accepted once they hand the check over? Or have they actually rejected? I mean, if Vladimir Putin came over tomorrow and said, Das Vidanya, and handed Jan Harzan $5,000, would he say, yes, you're a member?
Well, if I answer that question, I would be speculating. I don't know. I would have no idea if they've ever rejected anybody. My belief is, at this particular point in time, no, they would definitely take his $5,000.
Also, what criteria should be used in order to accept membership in various UFO organizations? What would you say should be the minimum requirements?
Well, originally, this wasn't a problem. This is how, in other words, part of this is the way MUFON has become. Part of it is MUFON as a reflection of the times that we live in. You know, if you open your organization up, one of the original missions of MUFON was to be transparent and to collect high quality UFO information and disperse it freely to the rest of society. That was one of the original goals.
We've seen how that's gone.
Right, and there's talk right now of shutting that down to a degree. In other words, I know that this is one of the plans that's being kicked around, which is, you know, you won't have access to MUFON cases unless you pay.
Well, that's been the case since, well, at least with some of them, since I first started trying to contact them to get a hold of some of the cases back in the 90s.
And that will become more so if this plan goes through. And you know, the argument they come back with is they need the money for operating expenses. And we go back and forth about this.
Well, sure. I mean, everybody needs to have some operating budget, but these days it's not all that difficult for a bunch of volunteers to put together an online database and be able to fill it full of stuff. There's some tremendous projects out there already. So, you know, in my case, I volunteered to do a bunch of this work and actually get it out to people, and they just stonewalled me at every opportunity. So, you know, I just gave up after a while. That was my experience, and I started my own thing.
Well, then I think we're probably in the same boat when it comes to that. I think I would have to pretty much agree with you. I another issue that I had, I freely admit it. You work for an organization for 30 years, and you would like to be personally recognized a little bit. If you're a plow horse and you're in the traces, I think I wrote this in my letter, you would like to be patted on the head once in a while and given an apple. And I felt like no matter what I did, nobody would pay any attention. It didn't mean anything. Meanwhile, I've been appearing at all kinds of conferences. I've had, you know, wonderful, I feel a lot of personal success. I've met a lot of wonderful people. I've left them feeling better about studying UFOs and hopefully gotten them to go out and ask some really good questions. I guess 2010 is the perfect example for me. My wife inherited a trip to Paris. So I had never been anywhere like that in my life. While we were over there, I contacted Les Repas Ufologiques, and I asked if I could present to them, and they said, yes, we would love to have you. So I gave them this presentation about my friend June Crane, who I met when she was an elderly woman, and when she was young, she worked at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And they loved my presentation. They were a wonderful audience, and I wished I would have brought two suitcases more of books, because I would have sold all of them. But the only thing that was odd to me, and this may be significant, they liked everything that I had to say except when I identified myself as being with MUFON.
Let's do our break. We've got more to come with James Clarkson. And Randall and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So, James Clarkson says he's identified himself as with MUFON, and then what?
The people at Les Repas Ufologiques, they said, several of them, I got this through the interpreter, that they did not trust MUFON. They had not trusted MUFON for a long time. I mean, I don't have all the details to know how they had formulated their opinion, but they were very definite about that. They liked me. They liked the story that I had to tell. They wanted more American ufologists to come and visit them and tell their stories too. But they did not like MUFON. I went away thinking, there's something really wrong here. You know, this, there's something that was, I didn't do anything with that because obviously I was only going to be in Paris for a short period of time. But I thought that was what you would call disquieting. It disturbed me that they would have such a strong opinion like that.
Did they explain to you why?
No. There just wasn't time or opportunity. This came up at the end of my presentation when they were doing question and answer. And bear in mind, I'm going through an interpreter.
Okay.
This is an interesting question here. This organization that you appeared before, how big is it?
Well, it was at a restaurant and at the this huge shopping mall in the west end of Paris. It was in the arrondissement La Défense, and it was a very large building. The restaurant was fairly large. They meet once a month, and they apologize to me because they could only get a little over 100 people there. They said that normally for a speaker from another country, they would have easily had 200 to 300 people. But they were on strike, as the French often are, and so the people who lived in the outlying districts of Paris couldn't get into town. So obviously, it must be a pretty successful group. They were a great audience. They were wonderful people.
You see, this is one of the things that bothers me about MUFON. They pretend to be the only UFO organization.
Yes, and that's not right. And I know a number of people, you know, like, for instance, we've already mentioned one of them. Peter Davenport is one of the unsung heroes in the field of ufology who has collected heaven only knows how many reports. My good friend Bill Puckett, who's now lives over in Montana, who runs UFOs Northwest, he's accumulated a huge number of reports. I'm sure we could keep naming other volunteer groups that are doing really good work in this field.
You ever talk to the people over at NARCAP?
Yes. I know exactly who you're talking about. It's, I'm trying to think of the gentleman in charge of that.
Haynes?
Yes, Haynes. That's exactly right. Dr. Haynes.
Yeah, they've been collecting pilot reports, and they've done some pretty good work in that area, but they're kind of a little standoffish themselves in terms of getting, you know, classifying themselves as a UFO reporting group. And they also tend to hold their cases a little close to their chest, too. So I was just wondering if you had any experience with them.
Well, the one experience that I have with them was referring one of my best witnesses to them. And the last I heard, he was very happily a member. Now, I haven't stayed in touch with him. But I would also point out, you know, there is a huge stigma for pilots who report UFOs. In the United States, this is not an easy issue. I have a close friend who is a retired airline pilot, and he also has had some experiences. And he was very afraid, even now, to come out publicly with what he knows directly about UFOs, because he's afraid his pension would be taken away. While he was working, he was afraid that his job would be taken away. It's not a very friendly environment for pilots who experience UFOs.
We talked about that a bit on the last show with Dr. Irene Scott, and the skeptics would say that actually when they've done the research into it, they've never found a case where a pilot's been demoted or censured in any way for making a UFO report. And that in some cases it's actually encouraged, especially if there's anything to do with airline safety. So, you know, I'm not really sure where this fear is coming from. Do you have any inside information on the actual source, the cause of this fear? Is there somebody inside who actually briefs them during their education process or the hiring process or something like that that says you better not report this, or what's the source?
I don't have any information on that. That would be a good question for me to obviously follow up with my source on that. I would also point out, though, that how else can I say this? I'm skeptical of some skeptics. I worry about their affiliations. I don't know who these skeptics are, but I've dealt with a few of them. Some of them I would really like to see all of their sources of income before I would comment on their particular perception on UFOs.
Do you subscribe to any skeptical journals or anything like that to balance your view?
I read skeptical viewpoints. I don't subscribe to any of their journals.
Yeah, there's a couple out there that I regularly subscribe to. I'm on the mailing list for Tim Printy, for example. They've got the Sunlight issue, and it's usually a pretty good write-up that proposes the other side of the coin, for example. So I think it's wise to be able to do that and know what they say. And in some cases, they actually make some pretty good points. So
I agree with you. I think it's very important to have multiple sets of eyes looking at anything that you're trying to investigate.
I see you got your own book here. It's the Air Force and UFOs. Maybe while you're on with us, you've got the opportunity to talk about that a little bit. How about a couple of good cases from that book?
Well, actually, that's not a case. That's a story of a particular person. Actually, it's based on what I learned about her life. This is about a lady that I met in 1993. One of the things that's very important to me is what I would call public outreach. I give lots of lectures in libraries and any other venue that I can find talking about UFOs, and I try as much as possible not to tell people what to believe, but to convince them that this subject is worthwhile to study. It is a big mystery, and they should go do their own research and ask their own questions. Well, in 1993, a very stern elderly woman approached me after my talk in Ocean Shores, Washington, and her name locally was June Caba. Her maiden name was June Crane, which is the way I identify her in the book. And she said, "You're right, the government knows all about UFOs, and they're keeping it a secret. And I said, well, how do you know? And she said, because I worked there. And I tried to get her to tell me more because I could tell that she was very serious. She wouldn't. In the interim, which was 4 years before she talked to me again, I found out through my wife and other people that she was sort of the elderly lady in the community that everybody was intimidated by. She led the charity drive to get a new library. She was the, you know, everybody knew June and respected her. She, however, was the last person that anyone expected to have UFO information. Well, we fast forward to 1997. We have the Phoenix Lights on March 13th. We have the 50th anniversary of the Roswell crash coming up in July. And along about June of that year, the Air Force decides that they are going to tell the truth about Roswell. So they publish a book called Roswell Case Closed. And because it's the Air Force and because it's a hot topic, it's all over CNN. I get a phone call from June. I have not heard from her in 4 years. The first thing she says when she gets me on the phone is, it's a damn lie. And I said, what, June? And she said, that's the same lie that we used to tell the public when I worked there. We told people that it was weather balloons. We told people that we dropped dummies in the desert and that they mistook them for aliens. And I said, why are you talking to me now and you wouldn't talk to me then? And she said, I'm 72 years old. My cancer's in remission and I've outlived two husbands. What are they going to do? Shoot me or put me in prison? I can do either one.
Let's have the answers in the finish of that one with James Clarkson and Randall and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.